Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay, man. We only got two Fridays before we start football.
You're right.
But before we get to that, we had some disturbing news today that kind of put us on a national level.
That's right. Recent, I don't know if they call it a homicide.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it, Chauncey, but it's not good.
It's not good at all.
For us to get that kind of publicity. And I don't know all the details at this point, but we know that individual was killed. And they do have somebody in custody. And we don't know what the motive for the murder was.
No, we don't. That can hold up the on what the count is. You know, what they're gonna charge somebody with.
Right.
Find out the motive. Once you find out the motive, then you know you got things like what plea deals or.
Oh yeah, yeah, plea deals. Whether or not you know they can afford an attorney, whether they got to go and get a public defender. It's just gonna be interesting how this case moves forward.
I have it on my phone. I can read it if you want me to.
Yeah, give us some highlights of that.
So I won't misquote anything. This is coming from WZZM 13. This is their view. This is not 103.7's view. And this is personally just me and Tony talking. This is not representing our board or anything. And this is just What Do I Do Now? It says police homicide victim's body dismembered by chainsaw.
And wow.
I'm sharing this on the radio at the same capacity because I'm not trying to, I know somebody's been victimized. I'm not trying to bring out nobody's family, anything, but I'm sharing it. Sherman Township, Michigan, a 29-year-old man has been arraigned on charges relating to a homicide investigation in Newaygo County. Anthony Sean Blamer Jr. was arraigned Tuesday, August 8th in the 78th District Court on charges of a dead body mutilation, failing to contact authorities about a dead person, and being a habitual offender.
Wow.
So there's no homicide in that.
No, it's not. I didn't hear that.
It says the investigation started after deputies were called to an area within Crystal Trails between the 20th and 28th streets just after 6 p.m. Saturday, August 5th, on a report of a body found. Investigators told the court Blamer and the victim, 28-year-old DeAnthony Keenan, met on Friday at North Muskegon Car Wash. Blamer told detectives Keenan pulled a handgun during an argument about money. Blamer told police the gun went off during the struggle and the bullet hit Keenan in the head, as well as more shots.
Dang.
Blamer then told investigators he drove Keenan's white SUV to a park and ride in the northern Muskegon, where the vehicles was later found. Blamer says he left the SUV there and returned Saturday after buying a chainsaw. Detectives say Blamer then dismembered the Keenan's body. So he left the truck there with the body in it. So nobody checked inside of it.
Overnight.
People found the torso on Saturday on a two-track into Newaygo. Wow.
Wow, that's gruesome, man.
Investigators found the suspect by reviewing the victim's Facebook page and finding that they had contact recently.
Facebook
amazing. That's Facebook. Got
so.
That. They can go in the inbox and see anything. As soon as somebody's a missing suspect, the FBI and the local authorities got access.
I guess so.
So people, you'd be in somebody's inbox, you'd be DMing, and you could be some serious business. Police arrested Blamer on Monday afternoon in Newaygo County during a traffic stop with no issues. A detective told the court the suspect admitted to the allegations and led detectives to a swamp where he got rid of the chainsaw. He also led authorities to Oceana County, where there was a bag with Keenan's head and hands inside. Blamer is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. He says he plans to hire his own attorney.
Okay, so that takes care of the public defender.
Yeah, so he got some money. Now, it's a lot of stuff that's going to this, and I'm going to let the prosecutors, I guess, deal with that.
But right.
They had an argument over money. Wonder how much.
Have no clue, man.
And they out of North Muskegon. And body get found out in Newaygo. That's a long way from North Muskegon.
Yeah.
So then he drove my man's truck, somebody else's truck, all the way to Nuevo, didn't he?
Yeah. So how did he get back from there? I don't know.
Man, this is
wild, man.
It's wild, wild west in our community.
Good night above. Whew. But yeah, that's national news, man. We don't like being in the news for those kind of things.
No, we don't.
Okay, we got too much going on for us.
That's some good
in our
things
community, man. Let me go. Like tomorrow, you know, a group of you guys are taking kids to Washington D.C. You know, to experience some cultural kind of events.
Yeah, but I think by that time we'll be back because you know, we pre-recorded. It'll be
Saturday.
Yep, we'll be back Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back around that time.
So, yep. So you're going to National African American Museum, right? The new one?
Yeah, we went last year, so that's two times in a row. Some people can't even get a ticket.
Okay.
Our owner and CEO of the radio station got major plugs.
He got some clout in Washington, D.C.
Yes, he does. He can pull some strings and make it happen two times in a row.
That's awesome, man. I heard it's just a beautiful facility.
Yep.
Everybody should get the chance to go see it.
Yep, I'm taking two young brothers from our program, and they really earned a lot of things and things this summer, and they are right on the right track. So I just felt like, hey, they asked me, I want to take some guys. I said, yeah, I got a couple guys out. No, deserve something. And it's going to be fun when we leave, and just, you know, fellowship and building. And D.C.'s a beautiful city. Good, it is. Good walking city.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Good walking city.
Yeah, so. I've been there a number of times, and you can put some miles on your sneakers, baby.
Yep.
When you
I have my running shoes on.
Yeah, the mall ain't no joke.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Straight business.
So yeah. Great, man. That's fantastic. You guys are taking some kids over there to see the new museum. Yeah. That is great.
Man, after reading that article, man, that's rough about that, brother.
It is, man. That's depressing.
That's a tough pill to swallow. It's just not hitting me. It's like, man, I grieve for their family, man. When things happen like that, I think about my nephews and my brothers and stuff like that. And God forbid that nothing like that happens to nobody's family.
Right.
And it's something that's hard to deal with when it's violence is inflicted against somebody's family member.
So yeah.
Prayers go out to their family.
Yeah, because it always affects, you know, both sides.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Definitely the side of the victim, but also the side of the perpetrator as well. Their family has some tough days ahead.
Yes, they do.
So, but yeah, you're absolutely right. That can affect you in a very emotional way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But anyway, I shared that with our audience.
We got this. What do we got up in sports? I know Kaepernick has been around big time.
Oh, man.
You know how I like that we defended him? Who does good on ESPN? I think First Take, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp?
Yep.
Okay.
Shannon Sharp does a good job of checking brothers and letting people know what time it is. He didn't check Ray Lewis. He didn't check Mike Vick.
Okay.
He didn't let them know what time it is. It's like he was a tough tight end.
Yeah.
That boy is a bulldog.
He stands for something,
that's
man.
That's right, man. He raised right, man. That dude, I like that guy.
Yep. Shannon Sharp is very opinionated.
Yep.
And he speaks his mind. And I think the entire league now is really starting to get this thing. That's what's happening. Okay, the players, especially the players that are currently in the league, all right?
He didn't disrespect the flag.
No, he did not. And most of the players that, you know, are kind of contrary to what he's doing are retired. They're out of the league, okay? But the point is, I heard a white commentator today make just an excellent point, man, about what the brother was trying to portray.
Yes.
You know, and it was like, man, why don't more people get that, you know? All he was saying is he just wanted everybody to be aware of the number of black people that was getting killed unnecessarily.
You're right.
And pulled over and mistreated. And that was really what he had to say. He didn't disrespect no one in that process, man. But, yeah, the folks in Miami said, you know, they were really, you know, they really needed the guy. And they went to Jay Cutler, who was retired. Okay, quit the league. And, you know, he didn't never have a great reputation.
No, it didn't. Problems.
And they gave this dude $10 million for 1 year.
Because Jay Cutler, the same guy that they got rid of in Denver, and they put Peyton and Peyton won.
Yeah.
With the same team, right?
Yeah. He was in Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was in Chicago. Drove Chicago into the ground.
What'd he win? He didn't win. He won no Super Bowl.
Nothing. He was
getting nothing. He won the Central Division.
He threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Yeah, and done that in practice, too.
Yes,
he But,
is.
Yeah, they chose to get his dude $10 million, man. Come out of retirement versus giving Kaepernick a shot at it, you know.
And then they considered doing Roger Griffin,
RG3.
Baltimore did. It's like, yeah, we're going to bring him in for a workout. I'm like, his legs, he can't even
what
walk.
What has he done?
He can't even walk.
No, because, you know, he had that horrible injury, man, and he just never recovered from it.
Yep.
So.
And he never had an arm. I told people when they picked RG3, I said, the quarterback going to be my man Cousins. It's like, what you know about football? I said, well, I know that Michigan State Spartans, they rise above.
Okay. He's still there.
He's still there.
You know.
They tried to put the franchise tag on him.
And they did.
Yeah.
He's man, like, he didn't make so much money.
Sent all his weapons away, though. That's what they did. He ain't got no weapons.
He don't have to back up when he go to the bank. Yep. This guy done made about $250 million, man. They keep hitting him with that franchise tag.
Yes.
And he said, just keep on keeping on. I'll just keep going to the bank.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I think it was like $50 million last year.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah. And that was a weird draft because you're right. When they took RG3. And then I'm thinking that's an owner's pick, right?
Yeah.
And then the coach's pick was old dude from Michigan State.
That's right. They knew.
Okay.
And that was my manager, Coach Joe Montana.
Yeah.
No. Coach John Elway.
Elway.
He knew. He like, I need him. He the one.
Yeah.
This boy legs mess up. This RG3 legs mess up. He ain't got no arm. I ain't got time to develop that.
He don't really have no football body, man.
Yep. He like a track athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to absorb the punishment of a 16-game season.
That's right.
And he just couldn't stand up, man. There's a lot of guys that don't have that body.
Man, it's hard.
So, but, yeah, that, I think that just does not sit well with me because of what the owners have decided to do to one player because he decided to take a stand about what he felt was an injustice in our country. And he just did it in a very non-violent, non-threatening way.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah. So, and this old guy was talking about this morning. He was from Miami, this commentator. And he was saying that he had talked to his parents, and they were like, no, we don't want him here. We don't want him here. He said, but, his whole thought process was totally different than his parents. And he said, nope, I support what he did. What he did, I think, was the right thing to do. And we as society should not be punishing this guy, and especially owners of the league should not hold it against him. So, like I say, everybody is not against this kid, man. And somebody will. Somebody going to break the cycle and give him a shot. Because wait till they go 2-14 in Miami.
Oh, man.
They're going to be hollering for somebody to go out and get Kaepernick and get rid of Cutler. They won't even have to go 2-14. I say halfway through the season. When they won one game and lost seven.
That's right.
They're going to be saying, man, I think we need to go sign this kid. Okay?
You're right.
People don't like to lose, so we'll see. Yep. Yeah, it's we'll coming. See.
It's coming.
Yeah. So what about your NBA? What you got going on in the NBA, man? Rudy Gay?
Yeah, Rudy Gay. I like him going to the Spurs. I like that. That was about like a week ago, but he's one of my favorite type of players. That he don't never go crazy for too much money.
Uh-huh.
But he always average. You see him hitting 30, 40, 30, 40, 20, averaging 22, averaging 21, 19. Look like a franchise tag. Then they moving. Memphis are keeping, had him. I was like, he going to be the get man on Memphis. They moving. Make Gasol the man. Look at it now. They got to work on Dante Davis. Now, imagine if Rudy Gay was there.
That would help.
Man, Rudy Gay, and then now Rudy Gay with the Spurs. You got him on one side, then you got Kawhi Leonard, and Rudy Gay's so big. He's 6'9", and he's mobile. He got handles and everything. Then when Rudy Gay was with Sacramento, he was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He was with the Raptors, he was good. Every team he been with, he was getting 19.
He earned his money, man.
Yeah.
Okay, he earned his money.
Plus, so I like his game. I like how he posts guys up, the ball handling, the jump shot. His game is just smooth. He's smooth to me, a smooth operator. I always liked him at UConn. He just got it. He got what I like, and I just hope that he reminds me a lot of Steve Smith, just bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Steve Smith, smooth jumper, can post you, got the handle, got that work, a dunk on you. He got some nice intangibles.
Yep. That's because Vince is no longer in Memphis either, so there's a lot of changes happening over in Memphis, so it would have been good if he could have stayed there, but Carter over in still playing, though, in Sacramento.
Yep. And then something circulating around the NBA with the Amar Odom, that he had a documentary come out, it's about 7 minutes, talking about his dark past.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful documentary. Somebody tagged me to it on Facebook, but I watched it with one of my student groups, and pre-watched it, and I watched it with them, and I saw a lot of things, a lot of insight in there about how trauma can affect people real early, and how drugs drug Amar Odom's career to the ground, even before he had Chloe.
Oh, you know, okay.
He was always into cocaine. Always
he was on his way down that road to destruction.
Regardless. You know, he said he always blacked out. He always found himself in situations. His doctors used to tell him, you know, when you got money like that, you got those personal doctors. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, you know, he got big money. He can go to a private doctor any time of the day he wanted to. 3 o'clock in the morning, he can go probably see his doctor. So doctor told him, he said, man, you're destroying yourself, man. You're going to find yourself. And he said one day he found himself, he couldn't move, and he was up. He was woke, but he couldn't move and talk or nothing. He was like.
Paralysis.
Yeah, he said, I'm up, but I'm in a coma, and I can't.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you. I want to say something to you. I can't move, though.
Yeah, that's where he was when they found him out at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
You know, he was incapacitated. Brother couldn't even move. Died in a coma.
Man.
So who knows what went on up in that place.
That's right. Them drugs, man. So.
Nope. Nothing ever happens good when you're going down that road, Chauncey.
No, it doesn't.
Nope. What we got on our agenda today, brother?
Last week we gave you the cream of the crop. People with the credit reports, they can get cash back and rewards type of credit cards. So I said, well, everybody might not be in that 800-850 range, 900 credit score range. So I said, this week we're going to the honorable mention for those categories.
Okay, runner-ups.
Honorable mention credit cards that'll get you on the right track. And I've been researching a few. I know I got to grab some. Going into the new year, I'm going to do some different things with my finances. You always got to do that.
Oh, yeah. There is no finish line, man. Yep. You never get to a point where you say, oh, I'm all done. Yeah. I don't have to do any more financial planning, okay, or budgeting. There is no finish line, brother.
Because if you like anybody, you either have an increase or decrease coming next year. You're looking at your business plan. You're looking at your wages coming in and your earnings and trying to figure out what's the next best thing. How can we manage this boat called a relationship? That's what I call it. And it's finances as it go along with it. So the first card is cash back, and we look at the honorable mention. The honorable mention is the Alliant Cashback Visa Signature. This card pays a whopping 3% cash on all purchases first year of the credit card membership with no annual fee. Hmm. After that, the cashback rate drops to still exceptional 2.5%, and a $59 annual fee kicks in. You redeem cashback as a statement credit or as a deposit into a checking account or savings. The annual rebate the second year is $491, which tops the Citi Double Cash Card. But you must become an Alliant Credit Union member to get its card. So,
okay, what was that credit one, union?
It says Alliant Credit Alliant Union credit member. Union.
Okay,
you can join by making a one-time $10 donation to the charity Foster Care Success and opening a savings account with a complimentary $5 deposit from Alliant. Plus, cash back expires from 4 to 5 years after you earn it. So, wow, they're giving you an opportunity with a decent credit score, you can get their credit card.
Yeah, and you know, we're so good about credit unions
circle
now.
That one. Look, I'm going to circle that one.
Yeah, circle that one, man, because we got
to
get that
union,
one.
I'm going to teach it to them. So, go ahead, Mr.
Because they got the shared branching system.
That's
you know,
right.
And it's like throughout the country.
Yes, sir.
So, even though you belong, you know, to one credit union here locally, you can bank anywhere in the country. So by purchasing that card, although it's from Alliant Credit Card Company, you can still use it anywhere in the country and just get it right through your credit union because it's all shared branching.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Like, that's a great honorable mention credit card. That's a great one. The next one is cash back for savers. So this honorable mention one, it says some cards juice up the rewards if you also have a checking or savings account with the issuing bank. So there's another one.
Okay.
The bank card, Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Visa. It pays back a standard rate of 3% on gas and 2% on purchases at grocery stores and wholesale clubs like Sam's Club. Up to a combined $2,500 spent quarterly in those categories. You can spend that easily if you do it right.
$2,000 there.
That's nothing. 1% on everything else, typically an annual rebate of $308. If you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards customer who maintains $100,000 combined balance in the checking savings in Merrill Lynch and Merrill Edge investment accounts, you'll get a 75% bonus on card rewards if you redeem the points in a Bank of America checking or savings account. That makes the effective cashback rates 5.25 hundredths or 3.5 or 1.75 hundredths per category, respectively. So it ranges from 10 to 50% for bank customers with lower Bank account America. Balances. Yes, right. Bank of America, Americard's cash rewards. Some people say $100,000. You can have that in your bank account. That can be all your investments and everything. You can have that.
Yeah.
You got access to that. So don't think like, oh, that's too much. No, it's not. Think about it. Really think about it. Next one, cashback in rotating categories. The honorable mention, the U.S. Bank Visa Signature Card. Typically annual fee rebate of $330. Cash back 5% on up to $2,000 spent quarterly in combined purchases from two categories you choose.
Okay. Two.
So let's think about two categories we would choose. For me, gasoline.
Gasoline, yeah. You can spend gasoline.
And
you could actually probably go food or mortgage. Okay.
Mortgage. I like that one, the mortgage one. Yeah, mortgage. So that right here
mortgage
they got.
Your rent.
So for me, gas stations, grocery stores, restaurants. And a lot of times I take clients out to restaurants when I sit down with them and meet with them. And sometimes I might pay for the bill. So after we do an interview, I'll pay for the bill. So that's a plus credit card to have because he's like, hold up, I'm going to get a rebate on that. And it's going to help me reach my quarterly. And I'm going to pay the bill. And it's going to build my credit score.
And it's
tax write-off because it's a business expense.
It's a win-win. Yeah, and then pretty soon when you take the wife out, then you don't have to pay for nothing.
Nothing.
You get to eat free because you got points and rewards.
That's right. So that's the honorable mention in that one for the money cash back. The next one is travel. And we're talking about honorable mention, the ones that are not the Rolls Royce. Discover It Miles, typical annual rebate, 33,000 miles or 330 in statement credits. Doles out 1.5 miles per dollar on all purchases, and you can redeem miles in any amount at a rate of a penny per mile for either a statement credit on travel purchases or cash. At the end of your first year of your card membership, Discover matches the miles you've earned, doubling your miles for the year.
That's pretty good because, you know, and how they calculate the miles is depending on where you're traveling to. How far are you away from the city you're traveling to will determine the amount of miles that you use, because every air flight has a calculated number of miles that it travels. And that's how you redeem your points based on where you're going. And it could be half points and half cash. Okay, you don't have to wait to get, you know, hundreds of thousands of points. You can use your points and pay half of your ticket, and then you pay the other half with your credit card, and you still get, you know, half off of the flight.
Okay. So next one says travel rebates worth the fee. So you got the honorable mention one, the Capital One Venture Visa card. Capital One, I don't too much like them.
Yeah, they must be doing pretty good because you think about Capital One, and I don't own a Capital One.
Yeah.
Have never owned, but during the bowl season, during the college football, it's Capital One bowl season. It's like they're in every bowl, man. So, evidently, there's a lot of folks that do use that card.
Yes, sir.
But I'm just not one of them.
Yep. So, me, I look at what I've discovered is doing credit repair and restoration is Capital One is something they usually target people with subprime credit.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's one of those kinds. So when you see that, you're like, man, he blasted Capital One on. He blasted. Yep, I am.
We know there's a lot of people in that category. Okay.
But it's a good card, though. It's an annual fee, $59, annual waived the first year, typical annual rebate, 44,000 miles, or 440 in statement credits, okay?
Okay.
This also pays up to two miles per dollar on every purchase, redeemable at full penny per mile, right? And it says purchase made within 90 days. So it says full credit statement in 90 days. So it says, or book the travel with miles through Capital One's Reward Center. So they're going to make sure that you do everything with Capital One.
You run it through their center.
So then the price is going to be a little bit higher. You know that, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah, they're going to get you on the back end. I just don't like them.
I mean, you know, and the other thing about those is when you hear about no blackout dates.
Yes, sir.
That's what you want to hear when you start using your rewards is, you know, that especially around holidays, they're looking to get these cash paying customers. But the reward system says that, you know, I've paid, you know, all my bills on time.
Yes, sir.
Accumulated these points. I should be able to use them anytime I get ready. And that's what you really want to make sure that you get car that does not have blackout dates.
There it is. Next is the flexible travel redemptions. Honorable mention, the Amex Everyday card. Typical annual rebate, 32,521 points or a $325 value for certain travel redemptions. It is a no-fee avenue to earning American Express membership reward points, which you can exchange at a penny per point value for flights, gift cards for Airbnb and some hotels, and the Uber rides.
Yeah.
Other redemption. So this has a diversity. This one does. And it said you'll earn 2 points per dollar spent up to $6,000 in the supermarket purchases. So that's over the years. So if you spend what? $600?
A month. Yeah.
Some people do.
Family of four, easy.
That's what they easily do.
Easy, man.
I've seen it. You know? So plus, if you make it at least 20 purchases per billing period, you'll get a 20% bonus points. The card charges a 2.7% foreign transaction fee. So, you know, American Express, you know, you're going across the world with this card. It goes everywhere. Right. It's accepted everywhere. Next one is dedicated airline. The honorable mention for this one is the JetBlue World MasterCard. I rode a JetBlue before. They small.
Oh, really? I've never flown JetBlue.
I rode them in Denver. I was going to Vegas.
I think that's their hub. Man. JetBlue's out of Denver.
Yeah, it was small. I mean, the plane, if I sneezed, we'd probably turn left.
Turbulence. Put on your seatbelts, brother. Just sneeze.
I was like, this plane.
It's like one of them from Muskegon there.
Yeah, drywall on it.
Yeah, I'm particular about my airplanes now. Huh?
Man, that plane was little. It was in the mountains. I was like, oh, it's not good. I remember JetBlue. So JetBlue flights, 35,196 points, offers an outstanding payback. 3 points per dollar, though. That's a lot.
That's good, man.
Yep.
If you live in the Southwest.
That's right. If you live in that, not the Sun Belt. Is it the Sun Belt?
You out there with Denver.
The Mountain West. If you live in the Mountain West, you good. But if you don't, you don't get nothing.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that. If you live in Mountain West, it's great. Another one, here's a hotel cards, honorable mention, with no annual fee. The Hilton Honors Card from American Express. Typically rebate, 95,256 points. Offer 7 Hilton Honor points per dollar spent at participating Hilton properties.
It's pretty good.
So that means, now look, when you say Hilton, we talking Hilton. About you can go to Jamaica, you can go to Africa.
Anywhere in the world.
Europe. You can go. I just know. I just seen Hilton in a lot of places, man. Hilton is pretty good.
World recognized brand.
Yep.
The Hilton family.
Exactly. So Hilton does it.
Can't go wrong with a Hilton.
Yep, you can't go wrong at all. So that's the Hilton one. So it says 20,000 or more cards in calendar year. The card charges 2.7 for foreign transaction fees.
Okay.
Everyday spending, grocery rebates. Here's the honorable mention one. You know, this is what I got to move towards. And then now I can move towards like the Lyft for Meijer where they deliver my groceries to me. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
It's a
one-time yearly annual fee for that service.
It is?
Yeah.
So how much is that annual fee?
It was like $100 a year.
That might be worth it. That's like driving down.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you pay for what you order, but it's delivered to your home free.
Oh, I mean,
you know, once you pay your annual $100 fee.
As long as I had to do is open the Chromebook or the laptop and say, tell my wife, here go the list.
Order. And think now, about it.
She can do that. I know think she can do that.
How, you know, you spend $100 in gas going to Meijer's.
And then you got to stand in line.
And you got to stand in line.
Bag and all this.
But yeah,
you got to walk through all those aisles. And, you know, grocery stores are set up with all the nutrition stuff on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
As you get closer to the center, you get all the junk.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you think the milk at when you go to the grocery store? Where's the milk at?
On the outside.
All the way in the back.
Yep, in the back. And on the outside. Everything you need that's good for you in the back. Yogurt.
Yeah. Granola. All the candy, junk, pop, everything else up front.
Yeah.
Make it very convenient for you.
Yeah. Meijer got the produce in the front to the left, but they take you on the detour. If you want to put a meal together, you got to go different places. Like, oh, well, I got to go to Rice over here. Why I got to go here? So I think I'm going to go into that online service. But then think about that. Getting that online service, if I pay $100 for that, but then I get, say I get this credit card. I'm just giving the audience a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
So it's groceries, right?
Yep.
So grocery rebate. Say if I get this credit card, the no fee consumer credit union, Visa signature cash rebate. All right. So $321 rebate offers 3% cash back on a $6,000 a year in grocery and convenience store spending. Okay. Now grocery and convenience store spending.
Okay.
So convenience store, I mean, I can get gas at a convenience store, right?
Yeah. Meijer sell gas too. Yeah.
So that's right.
Absolutely.
So I can get gas that still counts.
This still counts.
So, which may include superstore purchases, depending on how the Visa classifies the transaction. You'll also get 2% back on gas you buy at any automated fuel dispenser. 1% on everything else. The total cash back earnings are limited to $6,000 per year.
Okay. All right. That's my limit.
That's good.
$6,000. Okay. Cool.
That's yours, though.
Yeah. It's yours.
You can
doing what you normally do.
Look, here it goes. You can join a consumer's credit union by paying a one-time $5 fee to Consumers Co-op Association and depositing $5 in the savings account. So now that money will go right in that account.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this external account that got $6,000 in it because you're getting 2 points for every dollar you spend, right?
Right.
So then the points add up. You'll have that dollar amount.
Right. $6,000 in points. So when you do the math, it's about 2%, 120 bucks.
Yep, that's it.
120 bucks, because the 6,000 is in total purchases.
That's right. So the breakdown
but
of
still,
you, but still, it's money.
Yeah. And if you're paying it off every 30 days, then there's no interest that you're paying. So they've actually given you rebates for using the card, which amounts to 2%, 120 bucks, man.
Yep, there it is.
Of $6,000.
It'll work. So here's the next one. Payback at the pump. This will be our last one today. And it's the honorable mention. Looking for the generous yet simple rebate on your gas purchases? Fort Knox Federal Credit Union Visa Platinum Card. It's typical $197. Delivers 5% cash back on gas when you pay at the pump with no restrictions on what type of stations qualify. The only other category that earns cash back is retail merchants at 1%. Cashback is automatically refunded to your account each month. You can join the Fort Knox Federal Credit Union by paying a one-time fee of $10 and a credit union depositing $5 in the savings account becoming a member. So if you notice a theme right now, Tony, the last one is the Costco one. So you know Costco is like Sam's Club, $60.
Oh, yeah.
You get the Costco Anywhere Visa by city. So we don't have a Costco in our city, but there is one in the Detroit area.
In Grand Rapids.
One in Grand Rapids.
28th Street. Yep.
So you can always find the different ones, but that would be a definitely a good one. But if they notice a theme throughout the credit cards that I say honorable mention, they want you to have a bank account at Credit Union. I have a bank account at Chase, and I have one at Best Financial.
Okay.
So I got them at two separate banks because I like having those relationships with that credit union, because credit union can do certain things banks can't do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the longer history you have a credit union, you get lenient in the relationship when it comes to certain loans.
Yep.
Because they know you've been a long-standing customer, and you've been putting your money in there, direct deposits and things like that. And insurances, you could pick up a lot of insurances with the credit unions, too.
I like credit unions, man.
So it's not bad having these credit cards, audience. Build your credit score first, though. That's on walking the debt. Again, build your knowledge, get your resources together so you can say, hey, if you want to make that step into that direction, you're getting credit to basically pay off your food, clothes, and shelter.
Right.
We're not talking about food, going to Nordstrom Rack buying food, clothes, and shelter.
But items you don't normally pay for anyway in cash.
Yeah, that's right. Under your budget, under your underlying budget, and you pay it off when you get your check. So that's how you do it. You auto pay it, buy your groceries when you get them delivered to you so you can keep on hustling. That's what I'm going to do. That's a process. I'm walking into that during the school year. So when it's cold outside, my food will be right where I can just go pick it up.
Okay.
It's in a box.
It's in the house.
It's in the house already. It's already delivered. We're bringing it at 5 o'clock, sir. Put them in the
refrigerator. I don't have to stop on the way home. Once I warm my car up, next time I shut it off, I'll be at the house. And the groceries will be there too.
Yep. So $100 service that I can claim on tax because it's a delivery service.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a service I'm purchasing. Yep. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.